The governor said, kind of let it out in the news in kind of a surprise announcement last week that we were looking at no more mask requirements, no more capacity restrictions on indoor and outdoor gatherings, and ending restrictions ahead of the previously announced schedule. An original plan called for ending restrictions when 70% of the state's eligible population had become vaccinated, which was later changed to July 1st. But now it is June 22nd, which happens to be today. Therefore, the governor will have a press conference at noon today with her various announcements. She's kind enough to check in with us first thing this morning. A pleasure and privilege to welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Paul W.
I know, I'll say it, I'll get it out of the way here. Michigan's COVID-19 restrictions have ended, but the virus is still a threat if you're not vaccinated.
That's right. That's right. We've come a long way, and it's been a tough, tough year. But here we are. Our COVID numbers have plummeted. Our vaccinations are north of 61%. So we've made great strides, but we know this virus has variants that continues to morph. Right now, the Delta variant is spreading quickly, and that's why we really want to encourage people. If you still have questions about getting vaccinated, let's get them answered, and let's get vaccinated, because as the relief that comes with knowing you are safe, knowing you can reengage and not expose yourself or your loved ones to the virus that's still out there, it's hard to describe, but it feels so good to be able to get back out and about and to drop the mask mandate. And the more people that get vaccinated, the better for all of us.
Do you find, like many of us have, Governor, that when you first go out without a mask, you go, oops, I forgot my mask. I better go, oh, I don't need it.
Yeah, it's very weird feeling, but it's a good feeling. And, you know, I still recognize that when I go into different facilities, I ask if they've got a policy, and I want to, you know, pay attention and abide by the rules of the house. But by and large, wearing masks is not necessary, especially if you're vaccinated. And so let's all move forward together. It's a great feeling, though.
What can we do about our largest city in the great state of Michigan, Detroit? Behind, only 39.2% of Detroiters have been vaccinated, while in the suburbs, rates are closer to 70%. What do we do about Detroit?
Well, we're going to continue to work to make sure that we get vaccines out and meet people where they are. So in some cases, it's at churches. In other cases, it's at their doorstep. This is an important part of the work that we have to continue. That's why I think it's really important that we are continuing to partner. We're working with employers and creating vaccination opportunities at places of employment as well. These are all critical aspects to addressing the needs of Detroiters. We want to make sure that we answer questions too. People have legitimate questions. We need to respect them and give them the information so they can make the choice to get vaccinated. And hopefully, as we know, Detroit was hit so hard with the virus early on. Hopefully Detroiters who've lost someone think about that too as they're making the decision whether or not to move forward and get vaccinated, and do so maybe in their loved one's memory.
I suspect you don't want to make a comment on this, because I did, and I'm getting beaten up by my loyal listeners who, when I said, well, you know, there might still be times to wear a mask, and I felt that the mask has helped us cut down on colds, on the flu. I've heard some people say their allergies weren't as bad as long as they were wearing a mask. I mean, there's some positive aspects, hard to find, but would you see any time where masks might be called for again? Say
well,
no.
I think
politically, say no.
No, no.
Trust me when
no.
I tell you, you want to say no.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, too, I'm not burning all of my masks. I may keep some just because when I travel, it might be nice to have them. I, like most people in this country, didn't get a single cold, much less the flu, like I have gotten in years past. And I think in part it's because we were being so smart about protocols, but wearing masks. So I don't foresee a time when we've got to, you know, require people to do it. But I do think that I'll keep mine in the event that I want to wear it.
And do you have any surprises you're going to reveal at noon in your press conference that we should know about now so we can get prepared for that?
No, no new surprises. I think it's just simply acknowledging where we are and the work ahead. We've got access to a lot of federal money that we can deploy in ways to jumpstart our economy and get people back to work and close the skills gap. And so that's going to continue to be the focus. We want to get this economy up and running at full strength, and we've made great strides. We had a great announcement yesterday in Grand Rapids, and so we're going to be really aggressive on growing our economy and good-paying jobs and getting people back to work.
Is this the 164 new jobs, the group of business, state, and local officials celebrating the groundbreaking of Speed Rack Products Group?
That's right. Speed Rack has moved their headquarters here. They are growing and are making a $65 million investment. Working with the MEDC, we're working with lots of employers to make sure people know this is a great place to do business. We got the Golden Shovel Award in manufacturing the other day. So there's a lot of good stuff happening. Our credit rating was upgraded in the midst of a pandemic because we've really been managing well through this. And so we got a great story to tell, and that's just one chapter in it.
Well, that's good news. I hadn't heard that, the Golden Shovel Award. That's good news. And with all the lifting of the distancing capacity and masking mandates as of today, one thing we haven't heard too much about, certainly at least we haven't so far this morning at 7:56 in the morning, what about the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules for workplaces?
So the MIOSHA rules are being updated so that they reflect the OSHA. That is, you know, the federal rules are the baseline, and we've got to reflect those. We won't have special emergency rules. We won't have things in addition, but those rules are being updated right now, and I think it's, you know, it's good news for everyone, for all employers and employees as well, that we don't have to have emergency rules going forward.
As you've said, Governor Whitmer, you've stressed the return to normal is not the end of the pandemic, but that day is getting closer.
Absolutely, and it feels good. It has been a hard 15 months, but when you can get outside and enjoy your family and friends who you haven't been able to spend time with and get back to work, I think it's just such a good feeling, and I encourage everyone to get vaccinated so you can enjoy that feeling as well. We all deserve it.
Is there anything retrospectively, as you look back in this final 60, 50 seconds, let's say, anything you wish you would have done differently?
I mean, certainly, Paul W., I think we all have learned a lot, and knowing what we know now, would we maybe have done some things differently, perhaps? But I think maybe just spending more time with you on the air would have been the biggest.
Oh, you're a hoot. Well, I feel the same way, Governor. Thank you so much. One last quick one. Can you get the doggone Canadian border open to us?
I'm not in charge of all the international politics there, but I'm eager to do that, too.
Governor, thanks for being with us. Good luck on your press conference at noon. Thanks for joining us earlier.
Thank you. Be well.
We continue on WJR.